Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
What is going on, everyone, and welcome back to the channel. I hope you're all doing well. Now, in today's first entitled parent story, an entitled dad doesn't let his 20-year-old son dye or cut his hair. My father won't let me dye my hair, but lets my siblings. Ever since I was 8, I've wanted to cut my hair, dye it, and just change it in general. My parents, however, are extremely strict and never let me do anything more than trim my hair. They let me cut it when I was 5 and 9, but since then I haven't cut it or changed anything about it. I'm 19 years old now, and my hair has taken me 10 years to grow to my lower back. I'm the oldest of 6 kids, and just recently graduated high school. Since my siblings were young, I've been kind of like a third parent. My parents ask me for money for gas, electricity, water, etc. I've also always been the one that my parents use as a therapist, babysitter, and would oftentimes take the money I'd earn from beading hats, babysitting, or even just money I was gifted. When the stimulus checks came out, I had a claim to my money, but they wouldn't give it to me. Then, my nation gave out checks to its people, and when asked, I had to give my money over. I thought they'd use the money for the house or things like that, but they used the money on a trip to Florida with our family. Growing up, my parents were extremely strict. In school, my father hated it if I brought home a grade less than 95%, and I'd usually get in trouble if I did. My siblings? Same thing. I nearly failed 5th grade and was grounded for months. I wasn't even allowed to have electronics, like a DS, iPod, or phone. My screen time was always limited to Mahjong and Solitaire on our family Mac computer. That means no social media, no real way of contacting people. I wasn't even able to have an email until I was 9, and even then, they had to have every single password I had. My siblings, on the other hand, were able to have more freedom online than I did. They got electronics given to them, where I had to actually pay for my first 3DS. I was given my first phone with service when I was 17 because they couldn't get a hold of me after a football game. Again, they needed the password and I couldn't keep anything private. My siblings were, again, not given the same rules. It makes me absolutely angry how my parents have this awful double standard. Now, my siblings always get their haircuts and get to change their style. I was told to keep mine long for my senior pictures because my family is native and they wanted pictures in my regalia. For those who don't know, a regalia is a native ensemble for our ceremonies, powwows, and other such things. I was gifted the regalia for a graduation present. My family wanted pictures, but it hasn't happened yet. I've asked my parents to let me dye it or cut it since then, but they don't want my unnatural hair in my regalia photos, which I understood. From my understanding, my siblings had the same rules as me and wouldn't be able to cut it after a certain point and would have to grow it out like I did. That is, until today. My sibling, 16 years old, let's call him Ethan, sent a picture of him and my sister, Kate, 14, getting their hair cut and dyed. It was cut to their shoulders and dyed blue and purple. Instantly, I felt jealous. Why were my siblings allowed to cut their hair? I asked my father, but I never could. I said to him, "Why would you let Ethan cut his hair if I couldn't until my senior pictures?" "Well, they're younger than you, and they'd asked us to do this for them as a birthday gift. You could have too if you'd just asked us." "I've asked you and mum several times over the past several years, and you always told me to wait until my senior pictures were done. And you still won't let me." "We won't let you because we're waiting to get your regalia photos done." "Well, it doesn't seem like that's going to happen. I've been waiting 10 years to cut my hair. The girls haven't had the same rules. That's not fair."
"They still have a few years to grow their hair. It doesn't matter."
"Okay, fine. Well, Ethan is graduating next year. That is 1 year to grow his hair out and be an unnatural colour. That's literally impossible. It's not fair for you to say that I can't cut or dye my hair, but he can."
"Well, it's just hair. It doesn't matter."
"Right, so if I cut and dye my hair right now, you wouldn't care?"
No, you can't. You're not allowed until you get pictures done. Now I'm angry at this point. That is BS. You can't say I can't do something and then turn around, let my siblings, who are younger, still in school, and literally let them do whatever. I'm cutting it and dyeing it. If you want pictures, I'll do them with my dyed hair. I then walked to my room and just started typing this story. I don't know what to think. On one hand, I'm upset that my parents are being absolute hypocrites and not holding my siblings to the same standard. On the other hand though, I do feel bad because I guess I understand that since I just got my regalia, they want me to look traditional. I need help. What do you guys think? Wow, interesting story there. Yeah, like OP, I completely agree that until your dad said that your other siblings were getting treated differently in regards to their hair and what they need to do for graduating, growing it out and respecting tradition of their family, etc., etc., I was on board with it. You know, it makes sense. If your parents really want you to have a certain hairstyle, a traditional hairstyle that, you know, your family have had throughout the ages for your regalia, then that makes sense to me. The difference is, though, when it becomes clear that your other siblings just have different rules for them. Why is that? I don't know. It's just favoritism, isn't it, really? Those of you that have been around on my channel for a long time now, a very, very long time, may remember ages ago that I told you all about the fact that I had dyed my hair back in the day, maybe 3-4 years ago now, a while ago, platinum blonde. I thought it looked alright, to be fair, although it was for a dare. But anyway, thankfully, my parents didn't say, "Oh my god, no, you can't do that or I'm going to disown you." They just let me do it. Sweet.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Alright then, now moving on to our second entitled parent story. Entitled parent wouldn't accept a solution and gets banned from water park forever. This happened a couple of years ago, but it still makes me shake my head. I, a 19-year-old female, had a job working at a water park dispatching rides. Some of the rides required a guest to get a tube at the bottom of the ride and carry it up to the top. Water park employees know that only certain tubes can be used on certain rides. If you use the wrong tube on the wrong ride, you're asking for people to be injured. The ride I was working had water jets that exploded from the bottom of the ride, so the tubes had to be very durable. Anyway, an entitled mum and her entitled kids are waiting in line. I can see that they've grabbed the wrong set of tubes from the bottom of the ride. They have clear tubes, which are not nearly durable enough for this ride, when they needed reinforced blue tubes. I go over to the mum and explain that she has the wrong tube for this ride. One of the correct tubes is placed next to the entrance to the ride, so it's pretty clear which tube goes to which ride. I tell her that when she gets to the front of the line, she'll need to step to the side and I can have a worker run down and grab some correct tubes for them. She can still go on the ride, someone just needs to bring her the right tubes. But the entitled mum doesn't acknowledge me at all. Anyway, she gets to the front of the line and tries to sit in her tube to go down the ride. "Mum, I'm sorry, this isn't the correct tube," I say. "I've radioed to have someone bring the correct tube up for you and your party, but I can't let you ride down in this tube. It's not safe and you could get hurt. Please, stand to the side until your tubes get here." "I waited in line," she said. "You can't tell me what to do. I'm going down the ride. Get the F out of my way." "You can't go down the ride in this tube. It's not safe." "Get the F out of my way, you female dog." Then, the crazy part. She throws the tube at my face. It's bulky and not heavy, so I can easily dodge it, but now I have to call security too. My manager is the person who was trekking the tubes up, and upon hearing my call for security, he drops the tubes and comes sprinting to me. The entitled mum is now destroying the landscaping around the top of the ride and is encouraging her kids to join in. "How dare this dog make us wait? This idiot won't let you on the ride." Now guys, I'm 19. I'm not paid to put myself in harm's way, so I do nothing to stop her or her kids. She's literally pulling out grass and spitting in my general direction. I picked up the tube she threw, and I'm sitting on it on the side of the ride.
The entitled kids, of course, join in and are spitting in my general direction and ripping up dirt and plants. I'm 10 feet away, so no spit got near me. And that is how this entitled mum and her entitled kids got banned from the park forever. The tube she needed, which the manager was carrying up, were literally 10 stairs away from her. It was around a curve, so she couldn't see them. Yeah, stories like this I'll just never get in my life, guys. I'm sorry. Seriously, like, what's the maximum amount of waiting time going to be there? Maybe 2 or 3 minutes maximum? Does it really matter that much that you have to wait 2 or 3 minutes to enable yourself to go down the ride? And also, OP, who, by the way, is an employee at this water park, has just told you it might be very dangerous if you go down in the wrong tube. You're there with your kids. Why would you put them in unnecessary danger? Just have a little bit of patience, go down the slide in the correct tube, and have a nice time. It's so strange. Anyway, guys, that is going to do it for this one. Really hope you have enjoyed it. I'm a bit more, you know, mellow, chilled out today. You can probably see I look a bit sweaty. I had my second vax yesterday, so that is why I'm very tired, really. But I wanted to get a video out for you anyway. Hope you did enjoy it. If you did and you want to see more like this, do drop a like on it. Watch some more right here. Subscribe to the channel here. Click this lovely button. And I'll see you tomorrow with a brand new one where hopefully I feel a bit better.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.